ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxings of the Makarios Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Bless you. Please take your seats. Let me give you a scripture or two.
Wow.
And then we can go home.
Beautiful.
And eat something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he cannot do does not exist.
What he cannot do does not exist.
Beautiful. Hey.
What God cannot do,
hey,
does not exist. Yadadabasuke fele.
I receive it.
I receive it.
I receive it. I receive it.
Some of the miracles, it will happen in church.
Jesus.
It will happen in your house.
I receive it.
It will happen in your house.
I receive it.
Not in church, in your house.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. What? Tell your neighbor, what God cannot do does not exist. Tell him that your case is a small issue before God. Your case is a small issue before God. please take your seat. Let me share with you, serpents are masters of reputation. Serpents are masters of reputation. I have two things to do today. Right after preaching, so I need to be very fast. Yes, there's a lingering presence. If you don't follow it, serpents are masters. Who is my time manager? Today I need a time manager. Yes, because I feel that I'll be doing well today. Yes. Look your neighbor in the face, tell her, you are doing well. You are doing well. Proverbs 22 verse 1. This is the verse that I want you to believe today. Hallelujah. 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 And it to me. Hey. Do you know that Satan does not want you to sing in the situation in which you are in? But Paul and Silas, with their chains, still in the chains, the problem was not solved yet. The problem hadn't been over yet. In their chains, they still lifted up, hallelujah, 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 Hosanna. I want it and it to me, Eshira. Proverbs 22 verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. Now, you and I have to try to believe this verse today before we leave church. that if I have a good name on the left side and I have $10,000 on my right side, yes, which one will you take? But the Bible is not leaving the choice to us. He's showing us, if $50,000 is on your right and a good name is on your left, it says that rather to be chosen, what you should choose is a good name. I like your hand clap, but I don't know whether your hand clap equals a conviction of this verse. And loving favor rather than silver and gold.
Yes.
I can see some of you smiling, but it will take you a few more minutes to really accept that $10,000 should be secondary to a good name.
Hallelujah.
Good name. I'm talking about serpents being masters of reputation.
That's it.
Reputation. Reputation is what comes into people's mind when you come to their mind. What comes into people's mind when you come to their mind? When you come to their mind, what are the thought processes about you? That's your reputation. When your name comes up, what are the impressions people nurture in their hearts about you? It's your reputation. What is the identity or status that is attributed to you? That is your reputation. Can I take my time and do justice to this word? Because everybody has a reputation. And there is a reputation you have of yourself, which is what you think you are and who you think you are. And there is a reputation people have of you, which is what they think you are and who they think you are. And most of the time, they are not the same.
You are preaching good.
Most of the time, what you think you are and what people think you are not the same.
Jesus.
That is why one of the unwise comments you can ever make is that I don't care what people think about me.
Yes.
It's an unwise comment.
Beautiful.
To ever say I don't care what people think about you. Because what people think about you forms your reputation. What they think about you forms your reputation. And there is going to be a junction of your life where your next step will not be dependent on what you think about yourself, but what people think about you. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. Serpents are masters of reputation. They have been able to make everybody know that they can bite.
It's their reputation.
Even though, how many of you have been bitten by a snake before? A snake has beaten you before. A snake has beaten you before. Okay, so just about less than 5 people. But do you know that everybody here has a knowledge of snakes as biting reptiles?
Yeah.
For which we are afraid.
Yes.
But the thing you are afraid of has not beaten you before.
At all.
But all of us have nurtured a mindset about a snake that it bites.
You are preaching.
Even though the snake has not had that personal interaction with you before in biting you. Why then do you think that It is only what you do to people that they will think of you. There are people who have created impressions of you even though you don't even talk to them. You and them are not friends. You never interact. But I tell you, inside their heart is an impression about you.
Jesus.
That's why you cannot not care what people think about you.
That's it.
Because at a junction in your life, I said to you, your next stage will not be what you think about yourself. It will be what somebody else thinks.
Hallelujah.
You
are preaching good.
That's why the wisest man Solomon said that when you find gold and you find a good name, run after the good name, because your gold can cease, but a good name will create many seasons, many different seasons,
yes,
of your life.
Yes.
A good name always creates many different seasons of your life.
This is deep.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Have a good name. Have a good name. Do you know, Bishop says that, do you know that bees have killed more people than snakes have killed people? Bees. Where is that crowd that he wrote it? Bees. Do you know, how do you call bees in tree? Mwa. Ewa. Mwa. 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 You know what I'm talking about? Oh. After Mwabe Hamid. Bees have killed more people than snakes have killed people. But we fear snakes more than we fear bees.
I fear no bees.
yeah, my bread.
We like bees. We understand.
You understand, isn't it? Yeah, I'm doing well. It's that in the United States alone, over 1,000 people are struck dead by lightning. Lightning every year. Over 100,000 fatalities by lightning has killed more people than snakes has killed people. But we fear snakes more than lightning. True or not true? The general public simply views a snake as a dangerous creature that must be killed. Being fearful of something that has the potential to harm you is quite normal. Someone in church?
Yes.
Now, let me help you.
Tell us.
In a short way.
Beautiful.
Are you with me?
Yes.
What you think of yourself, what you think you are, or who you think you are, forms a little portion of actually who you are.
Yes, this is deep.
Break. Can I say it again?
Yeah.
The knowledge you have of yourself. Oh, I am quiet.
I'm humble.
I am humble. I'm a hard worker. I am generous. The knowledge you have of yourself forms a small percentage of who you actually are. So what I'm saying is that there is a greater part of you that is sending messages across to people that you are not aware of. That's why when somebody tells you you are proud, don't say I am not proud, because there is a part of you are not aware of that is sending the pride message. And I'm going to ask you. You will find that Sister A has told you, Lisa, we think you are backsliding. Then 2 days after, Sister B says, Lisa, we feel you are backsliding. Then Sister D says, after 1 week, Lisa, I think something has changed. Your back. Then you keep saying that, I don't think there's a problem. I come to church.
Yeah.
I sing in the choir.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm... There is a part of you that is communicating that you are not aware of.
Mm. Beautiful. Beautifully said.
And it is wisdom to hear people and listen to even the comments that even sound like accusation. Even if it sounded like accusation, listen to it, because the part of you that you know is so small compared to the part of you that is really working. Is it a good sermon?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm spoiling the church.
No.
One of the main aims you should have is to have a good name. Yeah. Everywhere you go, have a good name.
Yes.
Let people have good things to say about you.
Amen.
A good name is wealthier. Is more powerful than wealth and riches. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
That if you have money and you don't have a good testimony about you, you are poor.
Yeah.
If you have a ring on your finger as a husband or as a wife, and you don't have a good name to the marriage, you are poor.
Preach the word.
A good name that people, when they see you, have a nice impression about you. It's not something that we should live for them to think about. Say, I don't care what people say. It's one of the most unwise comments to ever make, that I don't care what people say.
Unwise comment.
You must care.
Yes, I do care.
One day, Joseph and the butler and the baker were all in prison. In fact, Joseph was a senior prisoner.
Yes.
Because he was there before the baker and the butler came. So all of them were where? Prison. And if you find a fellow prisoner, he's not something that you would like to impress.
Yeah.
As compared to if you have a boss.
Yeah.
Or you have a politician.
Yeah.
Or you have a pastor.
Yeah.
When you see a big man, you are tended to impress. Right?
Yes.
But if you are in prison with a fellow prisoner, you would not want to earn a good name before that person.
Yeah.
Not knowing that 2 years down the line, this fellow prisoner will be the reason why Joseph will come out of prison.
Jesus, you are preaching. This is deep.
Yes. 2 years after, a person you did not respect is now standing before the king and say that, I know a guy. I know a guy. He's still in prison. I know a guy. And he can solve your problem. And Joseph coming out of prison was because he earned a good name with a fellow prisoner. A fellow prisoner.
Together.
You are not interested in having a good name with a fellow quarryster because you are married and she's not married.
Hey.
Not knowing that next year down the line,
yes,
5 years down the line, your next level would not be dependent on your education. It will be dependent on a recommendation. Recommendation. I know a girl. I know a brother. I know a friend. He can do this job. He can. A recommendation will be your turning point when your certificate is lying on the table, useless. 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 A recommendation. Respect everybody who you feel is nothing today. Earn a good name before everybody you feel is nothing today. Because the ways of God are not the ways of man. He will put your destiny in the poor man. And he will put your victory in the child.
Yes.
Can you imagine Naaman? Naaman is suffering from leprosy for years. And his solution is in the servant who serves his wife. The servant who serves his wife is the carrier of an army general solution. I'm talking to you. Walk out from the presence of everybody, letting them have the good memory of you.
Amen. Yes. Wow.
When you leave everybody, try that you leave them with a good memory. There are people you have to go back and apologize. You are not bigger than apology. You are not bigger than an apology. I disrespected you. I spoke evil of you. But I'm back to say I'm sorry.
Sorry. Forgive me.
Yes. You are not bigger than an apology. Yes. That by the time you are leaving everybody, you have a good name. You have a good name. If you rent a house somewhere and you are leaving the place, have a good name. You may meet your landlord 5 years after.
Hey.
I tell you, this is a priceless revelation. Can I talk to you for 2 more minutes? Can I talk to you for 2 more minutes?
Yes.
Reputation is not something we leave for people to decide. We have to intentionally create it. Create a reputation for yourself. You can create a reputation of yourself as somebody who goes to work early. One of the ways to create a reputation is to have a consistent history of a particular way of lifestyle. Repeat it. Repeat a particular thing many times. It creates a reputation of you. Take something which is good. Do it many times before many people. It creates a reputation of you. Everywhere you work, have a reputation that I arrive at work early. It's a good reputation. It will be the reason for the increase of your salary, not even the result of your work. I'm talking to somebody. Yes. You can create a reputation by yourself by repeating a particular act or way of lifestyle many times. Once you do it many times, you are intentionally creating a reputation. People will now know you, that you are a giver. When you are always giving, you give, then you give again, then you give again, then you give again, then you give again. You have generated an intentional impression in the minds of people. They will always say that, you know, Brother John, he is a giver. He's a giver.
Amen.
He's a giver. And why? How are they coming by that reputation? They are coming by because you created it.
Create a reputation.
That's the same way you created a bad name that you are a liar. Because you have lied many, many times. And so now, when everybody sees you, we say that, don't believe what Brother F, when he talks, don't believe it though. Because you have lied too many times. So you have created a name for yourself that you are a liar.
Create a good reputation.
Am I talking to somebody?
You're talking to us.
Yes. Have a good name.
Yes.
Have a good name. All of us have bad names we must change.
Yeah.
There's an area of your life, if it comes up, the comments that will come out will be very derogatory, very, very wild. That when we take that part of your life, the comments that people will say. And I'm saying that from today, don't walk with the wisdom that I don't care what people say. Wise people don't talk like that.
Yeah. Beautiful.
No. People are forming mindsets about you in places.
Yeah.
They say, once my God is happy with me, I'm okay. I don't care what the pastor thinks. Share.
So wise.
What are you saying? Oh, don't mind these people. Once you and God, you are okay. No, Jesus. Bible said that he found favor with God and man.
Beautiful.
He found favor with God,
yes,
and man.
Yes.
He made sure that he and God were okay. And he made sure that he and man were also okay. He made sure. I wish I could tell you that people are relating with you not by what you tell them, but what they think of you. People don't relate with you by what you tell them, but what they think of you. I don't have time.
Take your time.
Tell our neighbor, be a man of your own word. One of the ways that we can create our reputation is that we will do what we say.
Yeah.
If I say I marry you. If I say I love you,
it's true.
I love you. I will not say I love you, then at your back, I'm cursing you. It's a chia. My trick, you know.
Bad reputation.
Hey. One day, I was in my room. Then I heard my daughter shouting, daddy, as if something was happening. So when I rushed the room to the living room, she was laughing and said, I've tricked daddy. Hey! And so I've tricked daddy. My trick, you know. Hey, Radley Nyakubo. Don't let somebody be talking to the friends and talking to the uncle and talking to the brother that, oh, there's a brother who likes me. Not knowing that you ask you in your mind, you only want to have sex with a girl. And she's busy telling her friends that, oh, I found a guy. Then he told the mother that, oh, there's a guy who is showing interest. Then he told their father that, oh, a guy will soon come forward. Then he asked for you in your mind there. You just want to blow and run away.
All is a strategy. Evil reputation.
Yes, bad name. When you say you are with me, it should really be that you are with me. Be a man of your word. If you say you are with me, really be that you are with me. Yes. What I want to do is, I'm beginning to learn not to promise people that I will help you. God, once I say I will help you, I have to help you. And I talk to people almost every day. Who, by the time I'm done talking, I'm pressed to help him. And because of a pastoral heart, you always almost end up saying that, okay, I'm helping you. I will help you. I'm helping. And I feel a weight here. I have to be here. I have to help this one here. And I'm beginning to say, no. I will make sure when I tell you I will help you, I will help you. Yeah. And when I don't tell you I will help you, it's because I'm not organized yet. I've not found my feet concerning your issue yet. And you must also not press me to say that. Don't press me to say. Have a good name.
Hey.
Tell somebody, have a good name.
Have a good name.
Tell another person, have a good name.
Have a good name.
Where you work, have a good name. Have a good name. Recently, I was working somewhere, and then my wife said, it looks like there's pressure on you. I said, no. I want to make my boss happy. I want her to be happy. And I've discovered how to make her happy. Because I need to have a good name.
Good reputation.
It's you who doesn't care about the people in your compound. It's like they don't matter. It's one of the mistakes to think that people, we all came to rent a house here, they don't matter, so I don't need to have a good name. So that's how you bring boys to the room. And they see you, that boys have come and they sleep over. Boys come in and they sleep over. A certain girl said that now she's okay, she wants to go and rent a place. I begged her. I said, I beg you. You cannot live alone. You alone. You cannot. I beg you. It's not time yet. I beg you, you have to leave it to your sister or your brother or something. You, and you cannot leave. If you leave alone, your house will become a camp.
Low income. For the brothers.
Yes. I beg you, please, don't leave alone. Don't type of maturity. I think I'm okay now. I can live alone. No. That's what is spoiling you.
Yeah.
It's spoiling you. You have freedom, which is evil freedom. There's some freedom is evil freedom. I don't want to be under anybody. I don't want anybody to tell me, when do you come? When do you go? I don't want to. So I want to feel free. It's evil freedom. And by the time you realize, you are into many things that you can't talk about. I'm telling you. That's why nobody else can even wake you up for an honor. Because when you sleep, there's nobody to wake you up. Why don't you sleep here in your room alone? But that's at 3 o'clock, say, time and trip. You are alone. There's nobody to wake you up. Let me end by saying, list 5 things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in the service that you want people to know you by. Don't leave it to them to decide. God, you see, if people really want to tell you what they think of you, Magdalene, You won't like it. If I bring myself for you to tell me what you really think of me, I won't like what you're about to say. Is it not true? Okay, this body is asleep. If I bring myself to for you to tell me the real thing you think about me, really, really in your heart, I won't like some of the things you will say. True. Because some of you think I'm proud. Some of you think that me dimu too much. Like so many things. Some of you, so many things. And truly, if you also bring yourself for me to tell you what I think about you, you may not like it. Hey! But you can generate an impression by yourself. People will know you by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. People know me as a praying person. You can add it on your list that now I'll be known as somebody who prays. I'll be known as a giver. I'll be known as anything that excites you. Then you have to now generate activities, many activities in that line. I've lost 20 of you, but I'll continue on Wednesday. Remember, a good name is what? A good name. Brother, choose a good name. When you are tempted, choose a good name. When the money is there and the money is not yours, choose a good name. Choose a good name. Rather to be chosen. In church, choose a good name. Don't walk out to church, well, I don't care what they think. One day it will matter. Choose a good name. Lift up your right hand. Begin to pray. Say, Father, give me the wisdom. Have a good name. A good name is rather to be chosen. A good name is rather to be chosen. I will make sure that everywhere I've generated a bad name about myself. Because there are people who may know you as a lazy girl. In that area, you must change that name. I'm not a lazy girl. I'm not a lazy girl. Everybody you have lived with before, with your auntie, with your mother, with your sister, all of them think you are a lazy girl. But you can change that name. You need to have the good name that, hey, this girl, she works very hard. You can change the name. You can change the name. Your former beloved, and your former beloved, and your current beloved, all of them know you as a quarreling and a nagging and a complaining person. When all of them comment about you, they will say you complain too much. Yes, you can change that name. That I will not be known as a nagging person. No. Not a nagging person. Lift your voice. We are praying for 2 more minutes. Father, in the area I don't have a good name, show me, and let me change it. Let me change it. Let me change it. Let me change it. I am not an inconsiderate person. I am not a selfish person. I am changing it. People think I'm selfish. People think I'm selfish. I'm changing that thing from today. I will love you more. I will think about you more. I will think outside myself more. Yes, Lord. Father, thank you. Thank you for this great blessing. Thank you for this great blessing. Jesus' name. Yes. Let me pray for you briefly. If you are here, you want to give your life to Christ. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to say, Pastor, I want to start a new walk with Jesus. One that I haven't had. Or you are sitting here, you've never stood before an altar to give your life to Christ. You want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. Can I pray for you right now? Somebody here, you are feeling guilty. You are feeling God is not happy with you. Somebody here, you feel that your relationship with God, in the eyes of people, we think you are working well with God, but you know in your heart that God is not happy with me. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Where are you? God bless you. Father, thank you for this great blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands together wherever you are.